Okay. We want to give our response to Arthur. Can I have your attention, please? It's very hard to talk over the noise. I know we're having a good time, but even music is here to be listened to and enjoyed. Thank you. I don't want to play traffic director tonight. I just want you to, you know, be able to hear everybody. Okay. I'm going to read a few pieces that Arthur and I, some of them we worked together on, or when we did perform together, they were sort of like call and response. He may do one, I may do the other. Let's see where they go. This is one that he wrote. The next one I wrote, and we would many times do them on the same show, right together. This is untitled, from Arthur. What makes my cage brother sing? Why he fiddleized the air with his sweet bow song, while he bruised his lip with trumpet, in rag his throat with saxophone, why he score his arm with biographies, a blues, why he weave the streets, a these plantations with brilliant corners, a dark harmony, make upright love on the piano bone, a his midnight mare, in his love lie fallow in the rose, why my brother with ear clipped to the doorpost, his arm crying like a harp, his blues walking like a man, his reed shrill, hunger dancing on his fluted rib, sing, say my black name like a gospel, my black name full, a Sunday summer supper bell, black name country wild and deep as a well. And I would say, I know why a poet black sings, wish real wishes and dream real dreams, and don't trip off the fantasy. They create real creations and new images, and will scream like a bird on the fence. Don't you kill them, for they so be wired to electrify and sanctify and speak to you in a new tongue older than age. A poet black sings, they be the life searches, earth scratches that itch and itch to get rid of the bitch that won't let they people go. They bring yesterdays into today and redefine tomorrow's. They be the heartbeat of their ancestors, the fire spitters who split lies and let truth be. They cry and shout and fly out loud sometimes. They be the revelators of time, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. They just can't be moved. A planted by the water song that shall not be moved, but will move to reach, to touch, to get to you. They want to lay your burdens down, Lord. Teach you to study the wars and rumors of wars until there be no more wars. A poet black sings, a life song, a death praise. They write a birdman Charlie's poem whose sound broke the limbs of the hangman's tree. Whose sound broke the limbs of the hangman's tree. And they write for the high train that carried cold strain into a sweet melody, to eulogize a Bessie, to bless a Billy, transcend a Dinah. The free birds of paradise made captives who left hell lifting up their eyes. They write of train strain, the bittersweet tone with the saving grace power to vindicate, emancipate, to emancipate a you, a me, a us into we all the way home. A poet black sings. The frustration of the blood's flood who be rushing their volcano eruption. They sing a song for their youth and a praise for their old. They pray for the rainbow and not the sign. So get back on Mississippi, muddy Mississippi, buddy Mississippi. Oh, red river sea of my father's bones. Oh, red river sea of my mother's flesh. So get back on scarlet hearted harlot. Oh, redneck yellow belly Mississippi. And let a poet black sing. Rule Jordan, roll. Jordan Road. Sometimes we way down here, we feel like ourselves, and you can't hear nobody sing. Each bird always sings, God give him a song in six wing. Fire song, last time, next time too. Fire song burning for joy, yearning for peace. Fire song struggling for food and shoes, begging no more dues that don't ever get paid. The cage bird always sings, black crow calls and mockingbirds repeat of, oh, hear freedom ring far in a distance. The cage bird be black as the color of some true love's hair, but he got wings. He got eyes that cry in the wilderness, feed the sparrows. But he got wings. Cage bird be real in life books that don't ever get read, but he got wings. The bird looks back 400 years and sees 400 years hence and screeches, Jesus was a man just like my dad and my mama, maybe. He be colored Ebo ebony, sundance bronze, a tallowed yellow with a black grandma. The cage bird always sings. You see, God gave him a song and six wings. The bird just needs to trade his freedom for freedom, sing his song, and use his six wings. Now, we're not going to take you to church. Just a little gospel when your whiskey's drinking rye. And I must do a piece for him called The Legacy of Monk. I'm going to ask the musicians if they'll join me. And later on, I'm going to ask you to join me. Do, do, do. On the radio, Thelonious Monk is dead. Age 62. Monk is dead.
What?
Yeah.
Dead?
But I just heard him live at Cyprian Episcopal Church. Heard him live, Juilliard's live with Cootie Williams, live Monk and Coleman Hawking in 45, live at Mittens of Harlem Way with Bird and Mingus and Diz. What? Monk is dead?
What?
Yeah.
Dead?
Yeah.
Say that.
Yeah, but I just heard him live with Kenny Clue Clark, cooking live. Bebop live at Mittens of the birthplace with Train and Miles. Bebop live, just heard him live. Thelonious Monk was born live, born to live forever. Yeah, Monk came with the good news. Melody Monk, off minor, conjure music man Monk, with deep rivers, tall trails, wide winds, improv emporia, laying hands on the ivory, choreographing life like a good news dance, the Rudy Tootie. Monk came with the good news, taking us on adventures through into the music magic tapestry of his mind. Monk came down to earth with syncopation, figuration, running after new threads, unran roads and paths and scores and unstrung chords, unplayed, reaching for the silk cord, live around midnight. Genius Monk around midnight, giving it to us straight, no chaser. Monk came with the good news, the new way, gave new meaning to the layouts, the in-between solos, the layout. Now, wasn't that just Monk-like? Laying out for the comeback. A long, hanging note, the comeback, wow, stretching, elasticized. Note the note that stretched into a sweet melody, Monk's mood that skips and jumps and runs a cool stream flow across the dry lands of our mind, describing time. smooth. Ebony and ivory transcribe decoding time. Monk the witch doctor with a Gucci and hats aplenty. Live, giving us the legacy. His endeblet concept, ask Cecil Taylor. Monk shaped and influenced, shaped and influenced. Piano man giants, genius monk who brewed a natural potion, a new dimension. Yeah, I heard Monk was dead.
Whoa.
Yeah. Dead. No, 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 no. I just heard him live, 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 live. Monk forever lives. I'm very much into children, and I want to do one of the pieces from the new play that we just did with adolescents in a program called Behaviors Theater. And this was the opening piece. And it's called The Seed. I used to be just a tiny little seed, not no bigger than the black eyed pea. Yes, me. Now, I don't remember when I was planted, but I remember growing. First my head, then my hands, and my little tiny feet. And before you knew it, I was a whole body. And I grew and I grew and I grew some more. I lived in a safe, warm place. Folk couldn't wait to see my face. And I grew, and I grew, and I grew some more. Inside this place they called a womb, and soon there was no more room. I couldn't stretch or yawn. No, no, not too wide. Everything would shudder inside. I begin to hear my mother grunt and moan and sometimes laugh when I move too much. Oh, she would rub her stomach and I'd hear her holler, ouch! Well, one day, that day when I first started to kick real strong, one night, I just had absolutely, positively no more room for real. And every time I moved, it was like knocking down the Jericho walls. I heard Mama say, Lord, I hope he waits till day. It would be a mess with his daddy away. Then I gave a great big giant busting loose kick and said, I need to get out. There's a great big world waiting for me. Anyway, I heard it's more room out than in. And that was when it all began. Just a eensy beensy tiny teeny seed, not as big as a black eyed pea. Yep, you guessed it. It's me. I like that. I guess I'll read the piece to that. I'd be going too far. But anyway, there's the piece with that that also tells you what responsibility you have to that seed when it gets here. So I'll leave you guessing. So when you come to one of my readings, I'll do the whole play for you. But it's much better if you see the children do it. Okay. The next couple of poems are going to be the way that I'll say, not goodbye, but, you know, until again tonight. There are pieces that he, Arthur and I did together, these two pieces. One, I just would say, I don't want to read that piece tonight, Arthur. He said, well, I do, so I can sing. and played the harmonica. Now, you know, he really played the harmonica. When he'd get it out of my purse full of tobacco and dust and all that, you know, he would kill me if he thought I was telling everybody he could play the harmonica. But anyway, I'd like to close with a couple of blues poems that we did together. One is Saturday Night House Rent, but the one he always liked to do with me is Frenchie Here. Is Frenchie here? Yeah. I remember one night he made Frenchie sing with me when we did this piece. Because, see, I wrote it up the street at an old place called The Orphanage when Floyd and J.D. and the Third Circuit in Spirit was playing up there. And I ain't going to tell you the long story about this because I'm going to leave some time for the rest of you to, you know, give whatever stories you have about Arthur. But anyway, this wasn't written for Arthur. This was written for the man up there who would always come in, you know, and do a dance on Friday night when we'd be up there. And I sort of got a crush on him later on. And when I first did it, when Arthur and I worked together, he said, "I like that." So this is called "Hey, Sonny, Brother Man Dance." Now you can clap with us, you can pat your feet, you can get right on up in it, and you can play like you Sonny Brother Man if you want to, but it's not very much room to dance. Brother Man Dance. Going back in time, show it to us. Your time, our time, time. They smiled and cried and laughed and worked and peed all over you. Son and Brother Man Dance. There's a cool gal watching a chain. Dance a two-star diamond squared and set in gold. And go on and dance a biscuit toe stroll. Dance a dance, a man dance, a man dance, the dance dance. Dance a cotton field gin and a steel mill grind. Dance a slew-footed pigeon toed. Bow-legged dude, and don't forget to dance 40 acres and a mule dance. Sonny Brother Man Dance. Go on and dance that colored boy down in the ground. Smother that man they call nigger with 150 pounds. Dance it deep. Show the world a man you be. Yeah, dance a man dance. A real dance, an old dance, a new dance, it's the same dance, Sonny Brother Man Dance. Now time to sprinkle gooby dust all around your bed, try to run you naked crazy clean out of your head. See, it's an old dance, the new dance, but it's the same dance. Dance a boogie-woogie jitterbug, the jack in the ball. The camel walk, the lindy hop. Do a little taste of the bebop, the rag, the slow drag, the cake walk, and a little monkey talk. Do a little sand, the slide, a bit of the booty grind. It's better than a choking kind. The huckabuck, the chuckaluck, the slop, the stroll, all rolled into one. And if that ain't enough, you can try a little jelly roll. Cause it's the new dance. The old dance, it's the same dance, come full circle. Gone and dance, Sonny Brother Man Dance. Gone and dance, cause you done paid your dues. You done paid your dues. You gave birth to the blues, not Frank Sinatra. Sonny Brother Man, dance. Sonny Brother Man, dance. Okay, let's liven up this last one, okay? Saturday night house rent party. Possum got taters and the coon got gravy. Crowder's in the pot and I like mine hot. Come on around to the back of my flat. Open the door when I throw the latch. You can't be jiving when the lights flick on, 'cause we got some juju and a balacone. Now Betty and Mabel and Mary Lou, EJ and Willie gonna be there too. Dice will be rolling, Big Pearl will be calling. If your luck ain't good, you can still be balling. 'Cause short-dressed chicks and Big Apple dudes, they be getting way down with the hoochie-coo. Now you can look out for Shorty with his 45. Annie Mae is glued to his side. He gonna start showing out trying to be cool. Watch him there, Harvey, to step on his shoes. It's always a Harvey, at the party. It's always a Shorty at the party. Check Clotilde when she get real loud. Screams on Leroy, honey, get your hand from under my dress before I get my razor and sample your chest. Yeah. Muddy Waters be dueling with Memphis Slim while Lightning Hopkins be waiting to take over again. And you can look for Hattie Mae, she gonna get real high. Pearl Man Curtis gonna be peeping sly out the corner of his eye to make sure Juanita's gonna be standing back. Now Dorothy's gonna come, is to pulling up her dress. Roosevelt might have to give her some fists to make her rest. Way in the background, cutting through the noise. Ooh, Sarah's gonna be scared. It's the Soulville, baby, at the glory hole. Put your chump change in your pocket, park your coupe de ville and lock it, 'cause it's Saturday night and the lights are low. The music's loud and the loving is slow. The possum got taters and the coon got gravy. Crowder's in the pot and I like mine hot. Hey, hey, go on and finish it on out. You can get on in. Mm-hmm.
musicians. Floyd, why don't you come on back up here? We ain't gonna beg you, we just want you to come on up. I think you should give yourself a big hand clap.